Mm-hmm. Arthur, have you seen Wookiee Life Day special?
Oh, you know I haven't seen it.
Welcome to Talk and Fail Podcast. This week, we're going to sneak into Christmas and steal all the presents. This week, we have Ethan.
Hello. Jing, jing, jing.
Don't mind the popping. We'll fix that later. And we also have Tyler.
I'm totally the Brad Pitt on this team, right?
Sure. And we also have Arthur.
Pop, pop.
Shh! We gotta be quiet. We're sneaking. All right, you cut the music.
I immediately forgot what sound a bell makes.
Okay, now he's messing with my head and making me have like an existential crisis. We need to move on.
It's just I sort of wanted to host the show, so this is my play.
Well, maybe if you have a microphone that works, we can talk about you hosting.
Why is this the first time you're communicating it?
And
because that's the best time, you know. It's impromptu. It's middle of the show. I was gonna wait until halfway through the show, but how about this? I couldn't.
Well, how about this? Kick that music off again, and show us what you got.
All right, welcome to Talking Fail episode 39, the show that sort of repeats itself sometimes, but with different hosts. With me, I've got my co-hosts, Husky Santa. Which one do you use that?
I totally forgot what I put. That was a really weird reminder. Hi, yeah, it's great to be on.
All right, I'm handing it off. Husky Santa, intro the show.
Hi, this is Husky Santa, soon to be fat, you know. There's William.
Wait, what? Are we doing like a baton style handoff?
Oh, shoot.
Host?
No, yeah.
Tyler,
yeah.
Go!
How can you not with this music?
Tyler, go!
This is Chris Kringle coming to you live from some kid's chimney.
Really steals your thunder when the music cuts out.
Yeah, just
when it stops. When it stops at kid's chimney.
Oh man, how about this?
Man, that was the most physical thing we've ever done together.
Are we playing Minecraft now?
Welcome to Talking Fail.
Those are the days.
The podcast that is very relaxing.
Oh, is it ASMR time now? Here, I'm gonna cut your hair. I'm just gonna take a little off the top.
All right.
Oh, okay. Now we're leaving Minecraft.
We're back to the hustle and the bustle of the show. All right, episode 39. Will, kick it off.
Welcome to the Talk and Fail podcast. This week we have Art.
Will got to host.
Pop.
It's not a lap. This isn't lap two.
Oh, man, I can't believe we've never hit that button before.
I like to think of myself as the Bernie Mac of this Ocean's 11 podcast and the fact that I'm dead.
Oh.
So this week is the Christmas podcast. That's why we had that very festive intro. I don't know what your guys' Christmas is like, but I think that encapsulates what my Christmas is always like.
So is that what music sounds like?
I mean, that's not what all music sounds like, to be clear.
There's more.
So this week, I thought it would be nice to do something special for Christmas. And I got everyone a little present.
Ooh. I haven't opened mine yet.
Yeah, Arthur hasn't opened his yet. So I just want to preface this where I told everyone, like, I'm going to send you a package. Don't open it. Like, just don't open it. Save it for the podcast. And then, like, 2 days ago, Arthur sends a picture of his present opened to everyone.
Okay. I made a mistake. I forgot. you told us on, like, December 6th, and then a whole bunch of stuff happened. And then, I got home on Friday, last Friday. and I had like 10 minutes to get ready for a dinner, and I like saw the package and I'm like, oh man, I gotta open this. Like, it didn't click that it was the gift. And then I opened it and I'm like, oh, interesting. And then I set it on my desk. And then when I sent the picture, you were like, you weren't supposed to open it. I'm like, oh. So,
well, I listened.
That's what happened.
I did not open my present.
Thank you, Tyler. So we will get Tyler's present and Ethan's present. So let's get back to ragging on Arthur. So, Arthur, let's...
You're a rag, Arthur.
Let's open up Arthur's present.
Oh, boy.
No, we're doing sound effects.
All right, Arthur, what is it?
Man, it's kind of hard to tell. It looks like some sort of
Oh,
of
it's
trophy?
Bath time, by the way.
But it's a bomb.
Yeah, I sent Arthur a bomb.
You sent me. You know, I just watched the Unabomber miniseries. So,
this is timely.
You know, go into the classics, trying to get inspired.
I just feel like this is the kind of coincidence that gets me on a list, you know?
So Arthur got a bomb that's also a trophy, and it's engraved saying that he's the only good podcast member, and so that's why he deserves the trophy.
Oh.
But I have a feeling you put that on everyone's trophy.
No. No, he didn't.
All right, so...
Wait,
no.
You already opened yours?
The next I snafu, I send Ethan his present, and I'm like, so you didn't open it, right? And then he's like, no, but... And then he sends me a screenshot that Amazon shipped it in a box that had the picture of what it is on the outside.
What? How?
So what it is the product. It's like what you would buy on the shelf. So it's the product packaging that they put a shipping label on top of. So it's a...
You got to shell out for the gift wrap with Amazon. They'll
I mean,
help out.
Yeah.
So I knew what it was the minute I picked it up. However, because I knew what it was, it didn't connect that Will had sent it. So it's been sitting out.
So you went ahead and opened
it. It's been sitting out in like the walkway from the door by the keys for a week before I grabbed it, thinking that they're the people who bought this, because I just moved. Like, this showed up the day after I moved into a new place, so I'm just meeting some of these people for the first time, and so this thing shows up, and I think
so. Real quick, for everybody who's not Will and Ethan, what is the gift?
This is a classic Chanukah
Hanukkah. Oh, well, you are Jewish, so I will respect how you pronounce it. A Chanukah.
Yes. However, there's two.
Is that what we?
That's what I landed on.
That he was Jewish.
Will is converted.
All right.
Look, the way some people have treated me.
I feel like a yarmulke would be appropriate as well.
I
got one of those.
I was going to buy one and forgot for this podcast.
You know, the whole point is to remind you that there's something.
The reason I forgot to buy it is because I remembered that I owned one and was looking
for it. Why would
he
own one if he was not Jewish? I rest my case.
See,
because they never lit the Hanukkah. The menorah.
My parents gave me a menorah. My parents gave me a yarmulke for Christmas. So again, I would like to point out that it's not 100% me deciding to say I'm Jewish.
They did celebrate Christmas, which they're sending mixed signals with that. So yeah, I wanted to be accepting.
So I didn't think to grab it because I saw it was a menorah, and
you're like, oh, well, I gotta move out of here, stat.
I'm like, oh, cool. Like other like Jewish tolerating people, potentially. I don't know.
Is that the best case scenario?
I don't know. I've been trying to do.
Yeah, they tolerate.
I've been
them.
Trying to do research. That's... on my history and personal persecution. So I just assumed it was them. Also, I, of course, didn't pick it up because I looked for the name and just realized that it wasn't to Ethan Sapp, but I didn't read it. I didn't read it fully. So it's also been sitting out here, addressed to a person they've never heard of, but shows up 2 days after I show up. so they know it's for me. But I, but it's it just says shit to Husky Jew on it. So this has been sitting out there, and it's like, okay, there's this person moving in. Oh, a package that none of us bought. It must be his. It's a menorah to the Husky Jew. And it was out there for almost a week.
That's great.
Now, if I were to look at you, if I looked at a lineup of you and your roommates, would I be able to pick out the Husky Jew?
You would be able to pick out who this was meant for.
Oh, Art.
So that's a yes.
Arthur, what was your shipping label addressed to?
Oh, man. I don't know, but you made a pun with my name, and it's one that I surprisingly never heard growing up. But it's so easy.
Will would have been a great bully back in the day. Man, he made me feel like...
So like yesterday, and then.
So I'll go ahead and say.
Yeah, what was Arthur's?
Arthur was Mr. Manager Farter Pakusin.
Dude.
Oh yeah.
Dude.
Mr. Manager.
And for the next segment, I would, with Arthur and Ethan's permission, I would like to read the direct messages of me asking for their addresses. Without them knowing why I'm asking for addresses.
I would like to preface this with my reasoning was entirely
So let's go with Arthur first. I said, hey, what's your address? And then Arthur responds with, for my own safety, I have to ask why. The last time I gave my address without asking, my Five Guys showed up at my door at 3 a.m.
Okay, what's the story behind that?
So Five Guys is a food joint, right?
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. you had me for a second.
No, this is when I lived down in Pasadena, and I was, I don't know, there for maybe 2 months before I, like, one of my friends asked for my address, and I was like, okay, they're probably sending me something. And then at 3 a.m. that night, I hear a knock on my door, and I open it, and it's my Sacramento friends that aren't you guys. And they showed up, and I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense now. But it was 3 a.m. because they hit a whole bunch of traffic, or their car broke down or something on the Grapevine. And so they were, like stranded for a little bit, and they were supposed to arrive at, like, 10 or 9 p.m., got delayed, and then went for it anyways. And so that's the story.
How long were they there until you sent them away?
About an hour.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I had to get my sleep, man.
They have to drive away?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But they couldn't because the car broke down.
What did they do?
How did they get from the breakdown car to you?
I think they walked around downtown for a little bit.
What the hell? Who are you?
How Look, man.
You... Who commit...
Well, they're the ones who arrived with no warning and no
indication.
It's on them.
I'm not blaming their situation on anybody but them. I'm confused at their conviction.
Remind me up at Arthur's place unannounced. Jeez.
You show up at 3 a.m. I've got kids, man. I've got a...
They're not mine, but I gotta
but
take care
they,
of them.
They've got... No, they stayed over. And,
I gotta get them to whatever school they go to in the morning. So their parents don't freak out.
But also, please don't show up at my place at 3 a.m. unannounced unless it's like a surprise.
Yeah, like Five Guys.
Every
you
scenario.
Know. So Arthur says Five Guys showed up at my door. And I said, oh, that's exactly what I was going to send. And then he sent his address, 3,000...
Oh my gosh.
I didn't agree to this.
Don't worry, I won't give out the unit number.
Oh, great. Okay.
Then I say, I'm going to send you a package. Don't open it. And then he sends his unit number. Like, he was not going to tell me his unit number until there was a good reason.
Well, yeah. This is how you give information out. Wait, what's needed?
Okay. So then let's switch over to Ethan's story. It's a little bit different than Arthur's. With Arthur, I kind of went with a polite approach, you know? With Ethan, my opening is, I need your address. Then Ethan's first response is his address.
Oh my gosh, what is happening?
No questions or anything. Oh, he just gives me the address.
I mean, this is Will we're talking about.
At that point, I didn't know my address by heart. Without thinking, I went, found my address, copied and pasted it to him.
So let's get to snafu number three with Tyler's package. Ordered it about the same time I ordered Ethan's package, which got there with plenty of time to spare. And Tyler's package is still not here.
I'd also like to point out I did not get a address request, so I feel left out. Also, I don't have a gift, so I feel left out.
But I will shortly be sending Tyler a screenshot of his present, so let's vamp while it sends to Tyler in Discord.
Okay, so I have a screenshot, and it is a t-shirt.
Hey, so I tried to light that bomb you sent me. It didn't explode, and now I'm in a lot of trouble, so...
It's actually a big marijuana bomb. So, Tyler, what are we looking at here?
So, I have a screenshot of a t-shirt, and is the Flat Earth map on the front of the t-shirt.
Yeah.
For work.
I expect
stuff,
you to be wearing it, you know, at work and professional things. I don't know what you do professionally.
I have to wear like a company shirt.
You can wear it like under though, right? And like unbutton a couple buttons so you can see it.
Well, there's two buttons on a polo shirt, but I will do my best to spread the word.
All right.
So this would be a fun thing to have. Like if you are going to a party and no one, I mean, like, because it's not that recognizable of a logo, people would ask and then you'd explain it and they would have that moment of like, do they believe in that?
I mean, why else would he be wearing the shirt?
Right. And they knew what it was. Like, they explained it. And you have to do it seriously. Like,
now I want to go to a, like, role-play costume party as, like, a Mormon missionary or Scientologist. Because your whole act cannot, like...
How would you dress up as a Scientologist?
I think I would go as Rick from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, because he's into science and stuff, right? That's what they do.
It depends on what level of a Scientologist you are. Because you could go the easy route and be like a John Travolta or a Tom Cruise, or you could go low level and be like, you know, a slave shackled in a basement. That takes commitment, though.
Wait, you mean to tell me there's an option to choose one or the other in like their sign-up form, and people choose the second one? People are like, you know what? Yeah, basements are my thing.
All right. So we just learned breaking news that it turns out Ethan's menorah does not come with candles, which is a ripoff.
I can't become truly Jewish without them.
Which means there's a new tier on our Patreon where if you contribute now,
if you would like to support Jews across the United States,
if you'd like to support one Jew in particular.
You know, I don't know if I like your tone with that, with the way you said that.
Doom,
Tyler.
Doom, doom,
one
doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom.
Well, I just don't want the... Will said Jews across America, and I just want them to know that it's really just going to one Jew and three other guys.
Possibly one Jew and three definite not Jews.
Three infidels.
What's a definite not Jew? What is
this
that
guy? So I also wanted to play a game. Let's describe what Kwanzaa is according to the University of Pennsylvania African Studies Center.
I know that the only way to there are many ways to lose this game, and only one to win it, way to win it, and I'm not going to play.
It's now, still losing.
I have no idea what Kwanzaa is, except like people say it's Black Christmas. Is that a fair statement? White guys.
Is there a white? I mean, So white Christmas? I mean, I know there's this whole song about it. So,
five common sets of there is a white Christmas. Are central to the activities.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas? Come on. That's
commemoration.
Wait, it's not about cocaine?
Recommitment and celebration.
I mean, that would be better because at least it's not Rachel.
They're not doing a very good job of explaining this. I'm starting to realize why it's remained a mystery so long.
I don't know.
Will unpacks the histories of Kwanzaa. Right.
They have a candle holder called a Kinara. Well, now they're just ripping off Judaism. What do you feel about this, Ethan?
Well,
I'm outraged as well. It's disgusting.
I don't know what to
strong opinions. What kind of gifts do you give in this tradition? Is there a, I don't know, is there like 5 days of gift giving or something?
Gifts, and then it's like parentheses Zawadi, as in like Zawadi means gifts, represent commitments of the parents for the children, as in the unity cup is used to pour liberation for the ancestors. Finally, the seven candles. They even did the same number. Seven candles. What? The participants.
Who knew religions could be derivative?
Oh, okay. They have the candles in different colors. So there's three red candles, one black candle, and one green candle. Because it's the flag of the African liberation movements. Gifts are exchanged on the 31st of December. There we go. And participants celebrate with a banquet of food, often cuisine from various African countries. Okay, now we're starting to learn something and not be ignorant.
So you're saying there's still time for us to get each other gifts? Because it's we have a whole the rest of the month.
Yeah. Right. Yep. I will be eagerly awaiting my Kwanzaa gift from all of you guys.
I'm not that, you know.
Well, I am sorry, Ethan. You are Jewish, so you do not have to, you know, celebrate Kwanzaa. I will be expecting your Jew present.
Hey, good news. It was intended to be celebrated in addition to Christmas.
Oh! So,
you know, it's not a either or. You can, well, you could, double gifts is what I'm trying to get at.
Well, that works for you guys, but I only celebrate Wookiee Life Day.
Oh my, I just found out what that is, and I feel like it was for this moment, and I don't like it.
What's wrong with Wookiee Life Day?
Look, I'm inclusive of your religious beliefs. You should be inclusive of mine.
Apparently, it goes from December 26th to January 1st, by the way.
I'm in.
When is Wookiee Life Day, Tyler?
It's a space. It's from another planet, so they have a different calendar.
Mm-hmm. But and there's like no fan theories as to when it is.
I'm not. You know, I'm not sure. You know,
come on. This is Star Wars. You know, there's a fan theory.
You celebrate it when you feel like it's, you know, it's Life Day.
When you feel like going around with your family and just like growling for a half hour.
Maybe. You know, it's what Life Day means to you.
Do we want to catch up on Alex Ash? It's been a long time. I think it's a Christmas miracle that I saw one of his tweets.
Reopen that wound.
I think let's go for it. See what.
Okay.
Yeah, what's this tweet?
I found out why he stopped responding to us when we were inquiring about music. It's because his quote here is, "When people talk crap, I ignore it. I can spend my energy focusing on things that matter." So he found out we were talking crap. And
you know, that's almost the name of our podcast.
I like we were so self-deprecating. We're like, yeah, of course he's not going to listen. But he...
And then there's a picture further up above, and it's him flipping off the camera with both hands, and then him above, the quote is, "Didn't mean to give the finger to the camera, lol."
Who hurt you? Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
You know, I just hate it when I accidentally double flip off something, you know, when that accidentally happens all the time.
LOL.
Is that how people say it? Because I always say lol.
I don't know.
What's
hey,
the
have
proper...
You finished, have you finished gift shopping this season?
Oh, my God. Well, almost everyone's gifs are here. Tyler's has not shown up yet.
Hey, do we have any questions for next question?
Yeah, I do have a question. It's not holiday-themed or anything, but got a question from Steven that asks, what is the most expensive thing that has been stolen from you?
My car.
Your car was stolen from you?
Three times.
Three times?
Three times.
Three times.
Yeah, but I got it back. I don't know if that counts. The question wasn't specific in that regard.
Was it like he stole it and then brought it back and he was like, I don't want this. And then two other people did that?
Yeah, all in one night. I didn't even know about it until I looked at the security footage.
Just kept going and coming back.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Something smells funny. And then I looked at the footage and there were three groups, individual, not related. I think the two last groups, like, they intercepted each other and they, like, went out and got drinks later, which is weird.
Oh, well, that's just dangerous.
Your car is what brought two, like, people together.
Yeah, so I think it gave
like,
value,
you may have created, you know, directly some
that's just dangerous. Friendship. You can't drink and drive.
Yeah, I haven't had, like, anything major stolen.
Have you stolen? What's the most major thing you've stolen?
Ooh, that's a good one.
The statute of limitations is not passed yet, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
If we were in a court of law, I would plead the fifth, but we're not.
One time I was in San Francisco, and I went to the Ireland store that's in Pier 39, and... they had like this display and there were all kind of like little green pebbles like in the display. So I picked up one of the green pebbles and put it in my pocket and then I ran away and I've like never been back to San Francisco because I'm worried that they're going to catch me.
Then I found out that my wallet was stolen.
true story, except for that I'm never going to go back.
Actually, there's been alerts. Will, you better not share your face.
Oh, am I on right underneath the shover?
Right under the shover. I had to remove that app. It kept notifying me of all these, like, crimes. I know.
Yeah. You can turn off notifications.
Yeah, but... But no. I don't want to check it all that much. I'd rather, you know, experience the crimes.
Okay.
I don't want it to be spoiled.
Yeah, you know?
It's not as fun if you expect it.
Exactly.
Most expensive thing that was stolen from me was my iPod Touch when I was like 16. I was at church and I set it down on a table for like a minute and some like kindergartners stole it.
Dude, I think I remember.
Oh yeah,
this.
I think you were there.
This was, yes! Oh.
Yeah, that was right about the time that Ethan was like, hey, I got this new iPod Touch. It's got all these apps on it.
I mean, I know you joke about that, but I'm pretty sure my first iPod Touch was one of yours.
What?
That I had purchased, but...
Oh, yeah. We had very similar iPod Touches, but this one was a different one because it was the first one that had the camera.
What a novelty. Man, this is dumb.
And,
why would you put a camera on here?
Yeah, so I was very mad at whatever little kids stole it. And why was I 16 and surrounded by kindergartners? That's a story for another day.
For me, I kind of just would repeat what Archer said about having his car stolen. and then getting it back. That's kind of the what happened to me.
Oh yeah, that kind of counts for me, right? That's also the most expensive thing that's been stolen of mine.
Yeah, because I passed on my car to Will.
It's like I stole your car now.
It was you.
Wasn't there like a funny story that like they stole your car and then just like parked it somewhere?
Oh, I don't know if I'd call it a funny story, but they
I was laughing.
Hilarious.
Well, they stole the car, and then a few days later, basically they'd taken it and drove it somewhere and tried to they were able to steal three of the wheels. And so the house that they'd parked it in front of came out, and you know, they tried looking for, you know, any kind of identification to whose car it is, and my registration was still in the glove box, so they were able to track us down
and kill you.
And, yeah, sure.
Laugh riot. Yeah. Still gets me to this day. Nowadays, like, I don't know why anyone would steal that car, because like someone has broken into that car while I've owned it like 2 times. Not broken into, they just somehow unlocked the door and like tried to do stuff.
It is a pretty easy model to get in to get into, like they mm-hmm. that model,
yeah,
gets,
so I hear.
gets stolen a lot because it's a very common car, so
yeah. So I like have gone in and like seen that the coin holder had been opened, and like, you know, they're trying to find something valuable in the car, and like I keep absolutely nothing in the car. At one point someone like turned off the handbrake, which the car is a stick, so when you turn the handbrake off it actually starts moving and will roll away. So they like tried to roll the car away, and then like the steering column locked. So then they just like abandoned it, like sticking halfway out of my parking space.
That's awesome.
And also, I don't know why anyone would want to steal it, because it is a stick. No one drives stick anymore.
Parts.
Yeah.
They could use it in some kind of like heist. Have any of you had like a disappointing Christmas gift?
This one time I got this trophy.
Once I got a menorah, and then before that someone gave me a yarmulke.
Man, I don't know how much more I can take. If Tyler starts talking about a t-shirt that he didn't even get.
One year I got a picture of a t-shirt. It wasn't even like printed out. It was like just a message.
Mine had an insult on the package. It was Jesus.
Not even just to you. Like, I'm insulted by the present you got.
Okay, in my defense, it's not even Christmas yet.
Technicality. Hey, Will, what was your favorite Christmas gift?
What was your favorite birth?
It was a little autographed football helmet that Tyler and his wife gave me.
Oh.
It was autographed by my favorite football player of all time, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Who? Who does he play
for?
Well,
he doesn't play football anymore because he's dead.
But so it was football?
No, he retired. He played for the San Diego Chargers.
Which is a football team.
Yeah. Yes. Now, well, no, they are not a football team anymore. They don't exist. They're the Los Angeles Chargers now.
There's a lot of complexity to this.
What are the Chargers?
It was simpler at the time.
I know the car.
So I hear a lot. It was a simpler time.
Will, for Christmas this year, I feel like we'll exceed your football helmet.
Okay. I don't know.
So it's not a welcome you back to the family letter.
Okay. It was a good present when you got it for me, Tyler, but a birthday present you got me was a deck of cards that had like $20 bill inside of it, which was really cool.
That's the best
card. Until I decided to like use that deck of cards for something, like to play poker, And then I realized that, like, the first five cards had happy birthday, like, to Will written on them. And I was like, now I can't use this deck of cards!
It took you that long to see it?
I like how that's the most complicated way to just give somebody $20.
I didn't, like, just find this out. It was, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah, but it took you a while after you opened it. Will, do you want to wrap up the episode?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna, I guess, sorry guys, the Christmas / Chanukah / Kwanzaa episode
/ Life Day.
Yeah, is over, and I do have to wrap this up as neatly as I would wrap up a present, except not Ethan's present, because that one didn't get wrapped. I hope you guys have a good holiday, and we will not be recording next week.
Yeah, so we're going to take 1 week off.
Because we're lazy. Yeah, but for some reason we record on the week of Thanksgiving, which makes sense, you know. I'm not bitter. So,
you know, I think all of our listeners are pretty thankful that we recorded. You know, they got an episode on Thanksgiving. And
I'd like to thank our production staff also for putting in all the time that they do to make sure that this happens.
And thank the listener who donates money.
Well, we have two. There's two people who donate.
We have two listeners, guys. It's Woo! Moving on up. That's exponential growth right there.
Last little bit of tape is going on the box. Say goodbye to the podcast, possibly forever. Merry holidays.
Happy Life Day.
Happy Chanukah.
Chanukah. This is the last episode of the year.
I didn't realize this was the last episode of the year.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. There's so much pressure. And
see you listeners next year.